And welcome to town.
Well, thank you.
Weather's beautiful.
Oh, I love the rain. Yes.
Are you Canadian or American by origin?
I'm a Tasmanian resident.
But before that, because I can hear the accent.
Yeah. I went to high school in Canada.
Well, that's why I asked, because you'd be used to the cold weather then and the rain and the snow.
Yeah, I like the snow. I like the rain. So this is pretty good for me, actually.
Yeah. Well, you might get a bit of snow when you head down the Lyell, Tarralea, Mount Arrowsmith.
Yes, I heard that. Wednesday, Thursday, I think, if I got it right.
Mm. Okay, so you arrived last night and Joy put you up at the anchorage.
She sure did. I had a really good rest.
Yeah, she's a good girl. And the Empire Hotel put a meal on for you?
I had a good steak. I really did.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Nice to see that our local businesses are looking after you. Now, first, you started this journey with your son. How long now ago?
Yeah, my son's 14, going to Latrobe High School. That was back on the 2nd of April. And we've been walking until about the 20th of April with him. He stopped and went back to school, and I continued from that point.
So you started at Port Arthur?
Yes, we started at Port Arthur, up through St. Helens, up to Anson's Bay, across to Gladstone, Georgetown, Latrobe, over to Smithton, down to Carina, and now I'm here.
And how many shoes have you gone through?
Three pair already, going on the fourth now.
Yeah. What's been the hardest part so far? The hardest sort of leg?
Yeah, probably down through the West Coast, just very remote. The roads are pretty good.
From Smithton down,
yeah. It was a long haul, just seeing the long roads and not having somebody to talk to like I did at the beginning is taking a bit of an adjustment.
Sure. Okay, so when do you expect to finish or hope to finish?
I'll be finishing on the 16th of May on Brunny Island at the cheese factory. Nick will be there. He's the one of the stars of the Gourmet Farmer. So he's setting up things down at that end of the country.
Okay, that's a good show too, by the way. So tell us about Black Dog and your involvement.
Yeah, Black Dog is the leading institute globally for research on mood disorders, which is depression and bipolarism and others also. So I was diagnosed a couple of months ago with bipolar disorder and was quite happy to have a label stuck on what was happening in my life. And I didn't have employment, so I decided to do something. I have diabetes. The doctor would tell me, go walking. It's good for your diabetes. So I put walking together and Black Dog together and decided to do this.
So with your bipolar, how does that manifest itself? Depression, obviously.
Yeah, episodes of depression. Bipolar comes type 1, type 2. Type 1 is with a psychotic high. I have type 2, which is not a psychotic high, but a high. So I make decisions at times that are don't make a lot of sense to a lot of people.
So you're manic.
Yes, and the depression hits me. The cycles aren't consistent, but they come. It could be for 2-3 weeks. It could be for a month. My family see me in bed sometimes for a week or two with no motivation to get out of bed. And there's nothing I can do about it. It's a chemical process, and I just don't have the will to get out of to bed sometimes.
Okay, now, excuse my ignorance if I'm wrong, but bipolar was often confused with schizophrenia.
Yes.
But they're not the same, are they?
No.
No.
No, and I'm not a psychiatrist. I couldn't explain in detail what that means, but bipolar is just a mood change from a positive mood to a manic mood or back to depression. Schizophrenia, I believe, is just the brain not being able to communicate, and people might hear voices or these kinds of things. I don't have the details, sorry.
You don't have the voices, luckily.
No.
Has your disorder manifested itself on the journey?
Good question. Yes.
Whereabouts and what happened?
At the very beginning, depression started to kick in. And I started questioning why I was there. What am I doing? Is this worth it? All these things come into your mind.
And, so that was one of the low sides.
Yes. And I think the high side possibly is just getting back onto this walk. I think the walk might be, I'm not sure, but might be a manifestation of one of the highs is I can walk around the perimeter of Tasmania.
And you're creating a few actual walking records while you're at it too.
Yeah, we broke two records already, my son and I. The first one is the youngest person to walk across Tasmania. And the second one is the first father-son team to walk across Tasmania. We have those in our pocket. And the third one that I'm trying to achieve at the moment is the first person to walk the perimeter of Tasmania.
So you're leaving town when? Thursday?
No, I'm probably today or tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. I'm still checking on weather and seeing where the snow's going to hit and if I have enough supplies and equipment to get through that part of the walk.
Well, the forecast is for snow to 500 metres, so, but mind you, you won't be hitting Mount Arrowsmith and Taralea for a couple of days. So,
right.
Yeah, so well, I think that the forecast is that it'll start improving by the weekend.
Well, it's likely that I will start today, but not sure yet.
Okay. So if people see you on the road, they can pull over and give you a donation on the road?
I prefer they don't. That's one of the restrictions from the Tasmania Police is that I reduce the amount of people or stop the people that stop me on the road. If you are going to stop on the road, find a really good, safe place, a turnout or something like this, and wait for me to come, and then we can have a chat. But other than that, I prefer you not to stop on the road.
How much gear are you carrying with you?
I got a backpack. Yeah,
just a normal-sized backpack.
Yes, and I have a walking cart that community people are volunteering to leapfrog ahead of me. So up the mountain somewhere, somebody's given me a GPS coordinate, and my walking cart will be there full of food, supplies, medical equipment, things like this.
Mobile phone coverage can be a problem around Tasmania.
It is, and it has been, but I go silent for 2 or 3 days, and then I pop my head up somewhere on my Facebook page, and people are concerned. They leave messages saying, where is he? Is he coming, you know, is he coming to the surface?
Yeah.
But that's just part of the walk.
Okay, now, how can people donate?
They can go to www.earthwalkcommunity.com, and there's a button on that page where they can donate, yes.
Earthwalkcommunity.com.
Yes.
And you've got a blog as well?
I do. On that same website, I have a blog and a social feed. The blog, I haven't been able to keep up to date because cell phone coverage has been spotty and it's very difficult to write a blog on a smartphone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very best of luck. It's nice to meet you. It's a great thing that you're doing. And I'll keep checking on your blog and looking for new information about where you're up to and if people want to donate, earthwalkcommunity.com.
Thank you very much.
And if you see Chris on the Mount Lyell over the next week or so, beep the horn and say hello.